Good morning. Are you all getting my newsletter? All right, so go and sign up so that you can know of things that are coming up, right? I just don't have the time to go. No, it's not that much stuff. But I would love to be able to keep in touch a little bit. And if you go to jessgyoga.com, then you can just sign up right there. No problem at all. And then we'll be able to keep in touch. You get to maybe vote on the next series I'll teach, that kind of thing. We're going to make it fun. So I was thinking about what I love about having a yoga therapist, because I have one. And we meet monthly. And what's nice is somebody else gives me my practice. She is there as a constant reflection, you know, on what I'm working on and what I'm doing. She gave me a beautiful practice that I've been doing for 2 years. It's the same one every day, which I usually like a lot of change, but to have this one thing that's the same is very helpful, because inside my head may change, but this kind of brings new aspects to it. We have a spot right there for you. Good. So in my own practice, what I love is that it calms my mind, and then I actually, that's where I go for wisdom, is I take it to my practice, to my mat, so I can listen. And often I'll get a mantra that I need. That's kind of what'll come to me. And so when I was growing up, my dad always had some book on his bedside table about, I don't know, it was always some self-help or inspirational book, something like that. But the one that I remember him spending the most time in was Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And it's all small stuff, right? And I'm realizing now, I'm 42, oh, I come by my worrying honestly. I worry about little things. And it's my yoga practice that helps them stay in perspective. Right now I get to see them come up and go, oh, I don't really have to worry about, I mean, it's not important stuff, really. It's, is the grass going to die if I don't get somebody here to trim those trees like today? And then, is my kid going to watch too much of this show and then he's going to be a criminal? I have no idea. No, the answer is no. The answer is none of these things. It's fine. But I see them come up, right? And thankfully, they don't take over because of this practice. So the mantra that came up to me recently that I want to use in here today is, it is good. It is good. For me, that makes it go, okay, it's all small stuff, right? And really, I've got healthy kids. I have you to show up and teach. It is good. So I just wanted to offer it to you today. This is what came to me in my practice a couple weeks ago, and I'm finding it very helpful. So if you, because there is big stuff to worry about, but it seems like that's a little bit more manageable, because there's likely something to do. It's the little things. Maybe you're not like me, you've got this figured out. And I'll put you up here next week. But for now, let's just breathe into it is good. Whatever that comes up, however that can be applied for you, it is good. Okay? So push into your fingers, rise high with your heart. Breathe deeply inwards all the way down to the low belly. So that sense of soft inner goodness and ease can resonate down through your whole body. And as you exhale, draw the low belly in. And let your shoulders slide down your back as you place your hands on your thighs. Close your eyes. Behind closed lids, gaze at the third eye. And be a witness to the working of your mind. Is she bombarding you with worrisome thoughts? Does he invite you to distraction? You should know that you are not those thoughts. You are not that distraction. You are much deeper. So bring your focus and attention down towards the heart center. And as you breathe, think to yourself, it is good. And notice what that changes for you, if anything. How can this mantra serve you as a pacifying balm to the worries in your head? The antidote is to be in the body. The body is good. Palms together at your heart. Chant the sound of Om 3 times to begin your practice. Take a deep breath in. Exhale all the way. Breathe into Om.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.